Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, guys, we're counting down to Christmas, 23 days to go, and it's a good time to start thinking ahead to our Christmas dinner and the menu and what's going on. I want you guys to grab a pen and paper because we're going to be talking to our next guest about Christmas advice, how to do up the dinner, and we're also going to be talking about some edible Christmas gifts, because in studio to tell us more, we have Carl Clark. He's better known as Charlo the Chef, and he's a regular with Spirit Radio, as you may also know him as the head chef at the Martello Hotel in Bray, County Wicklow, as well as TV celebrity chef, as he regularly features on TV3 now, and we're very happy to have him in the studio today with us. Charlo, how you doing?
Good morning, folks. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
It's sensational morning out there. Crisp morning.
It's our already smelling amazing in here. Oh my goodness. Oh, I tell you what, it's always a pleasure to see you. And not just because you bring food, I promise.
It's sure
your lovely personality as well. Well, we're gonna be talking about these food gifts in just a minute, but first of all, I want to talk about Christmas dinner, because it's coming up. It causes an awful lot of intimidation for a lot of people when they're responsible for hosting
absolutely
the Christmas dinner, because you know, not everybody's as comfortable in the kitchen maybe as you might be. So what have you got for people that just might be that little bit anxious?
Well there's a great saying, fail to prepare to fail.
There you go.
It's all in the planning. Everything is in the planning. Don't panic, but now is the right time to start jotting down on a piece of paper what your plan is. First thing is your menu. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's have a look at your menu. Get your menu down. So what I've done this morning is I've given you a little sneak peek of my menu for Christmas Day. I like to sort of keep the joints, the turkey and the ham, pretty plain, you know, sort of traditional roasts. But I like to go a little bit over the top, OTT, on the sides and the trimmings.
We're similar.
There's loads of things you can stuff, you can brine, you can do loads of stuff with your turkey and hams. But, you know, I think the plainer, the better, because that's sort of, you're over the first fence then, you know, and then you can then elaborate on how much you want to go with your purees and that. So, like, I mean, turkey, obviously, first of all, turkey, ham. Now, I'm doing a different ham this year. I know we said plain, but this is real easy. Instead of cooking the ham in stock or in water, I'm cooking the ham in Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Yeah. Now, I've done it in cider before, but never Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. Well,
what's that going to do?
Well, over the years, I've done Coca-Cola ham for celebrities' houses and all that. So it's really, really good. It's basically you soak your ham overnight in some water, take a bit of the salt out, then basically substitute your water the next day for Coca-Cola. And what it does is it gives this lovely bourbon as the Coca-Cola reduces, and you keep on topping it up with Coca-Cola. But trust me, it's a little twist, but it's hassle-free. I mean, all you have to do is have a liter or two of Coca-Cola.
Do you use regular Coke or diet?
Regular Coke, but Sherry Cola is good as well.
Cherry cola
is good as well.
A little cherry flavor.
So that's the ham sorted.
And makes the ham a really nice flavor.
It gives it a real bourbon sort of a smoky flavor, believe it or not. And then when you take the ham out, you reduce the stock that's left, and then you glaze the ham. And it's really, really nice. So that's what we're doing in my house this year. Obviously, the stuffing, sausage, meat, and sage would be stuffing that we'd be using. And then we're making homemade cranberry and orange and ginger chutneys, which I've brought in a little sample today.
I see that here. Yeah. That
and then your roasties, traditional roasties, or we can go with roasties with some goose fat. And I like to smash my roasties up before, pre-boil them and then smash them up so they get nice and crispy. That's a little twist. But
that's nice.
I'm hoping to come back in a couple of days before Christmas to give the countdowns as well, so we can talk all about that. Cream potatoes, obviously, every household in Ireland, I think, are doing it. And, you know,
every
person I meet is we make the best mashed potatoes. So it's just fantastic to hear all the different people like to boil them, and then they like to dry roast them a small bit to dry them out, and then they like to mash them, and there's all different techniques, which is great. Honeyed carrot and parsnips, obviously, is a must in my house. Yeah, and then obviously your red cabbage,
a good way to get your kids to eat their veggies.
Yeah, exactly.
Make them a little nice.
I like to spike my carrot and parsnips with some honey, salt and pepper, and a little bit of cumin, and it gives it a nice sort of all wintery, Christmassy, spicy feel and taste.
Lovely.
And sprouts, then obviously smoked pancetta with the Brussels sprouts, the chili with the Brussels sprouts.
So you're reminding me of all the things I need to be doing. Let me get my pen out here.
So basically what I did was, when I was coming in today, I said, right, listen, most people will be looking at how many people. So the menu, first of all, and then how many people are going to be coming around. So here's a little rule of thumb for you. For say 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can work off this. But we're sort of looking at, with the turkey and ham, maybe 4 grams of meat per person. Now, it seems a lot, but turkey, 200 grams of turkey, maybe 200 grams of ham. So you're looking at, on average, about 400 grams of turkey. So for 8 people, it's a 4 kg turkey.
Okay.
You're looking to order. Excuse me. And then again with the ham, again you're looking at maybe a 3 to 4 kilo ham, and this is based on 8 people around your dinner table. 3 kilo of potatoes, so that will give you enough for mashed potato and enough for 2 roast potatoes each. So 3 kilos of potatoes, 900 sprouts. Okay, 900 grams of sprouts. Yeah, and 1.3 kilo of carrot and parsnip mixed. And 900 grams of red cabbage.
Okay.
And then you're looking at maybe 1.5 liters of gravy. Because everyone have seconds.
Everyone loves.
And here's
their
the great
gravy.
Thing about Christmas dinner as well. You can make the gravy now and freeze it,
mm-hmm.
and defrost it 2 or 3 days mm-hmm. beforehand. The same with the stuffing.
Just so makes it that bit easier.
If your time schedule is tight and you have a few days off coming up, now's the time to start.
Because it's always busy on Christmas, isn't it? I mean, you get Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and you're busy wanting to celebrate.
Exactly.
You don't want to be in the kitchen the whole time.
And don't forget as well, on Christmas Day, you've all your guests arriving, so you're meeting and you're greeting them, and you you know, so you are. Time is precious on Christmas Day. So, you know, get it down on paper and then order your food. Obviously, now's the time to be ordering your turkey and your hams, okay? And go to your artisans, I would say.
I was going to say, does it matter where you get your turkey and ham, do you think?
I think we have to support the artisan butchers, you know. Any artisan butchers you pass by now have their notices in the windows, order your turkey and ham for them. Go in and support the guys, because when you go in, you'll probably end up picking up a couple of chops, you know, black pudding, whatever. These guys are the food heroes
and,
of Ireland.
The meat is always better, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Always is better.
100%. It's a sustainable, sourceable product. And I can guarantee you, any butchers that are open nowadays, they've been through tough times as well, and they need your support. So they're the local artisans, and us chefs, you know, they're our food heroes, you know, because if you go into a supermarket, you're buying from the shelf. You go in, it's a personal thing as well. You can have your chat, and you can get to know your butcher, and he'll look after you, and he'll give you the best quality meat, and he know your needs. You know, and it's so important to use, to have your artisan butcher. Forget about the supermarkets, because, you know, it's not personal. And Christmas is about family traditions, you know. And we love, in my house, we love to have, my mother-in-law stuffing, my mother's slant on her, how we cook our turkey, my father-in-law, you know. So we have my nanny's take on our gravies and that type of thing. It's all traditional food as well, and it's a traditional time to have everyone together. So isn't it nice to have the story about your turkey and your ham, and where it comes from, and where you got it, instead of just on the shelf, you know?
Absolutely.
It's all down to budget too. Obviously, artisans a little bit more expensive because of the products you're paying for, but hey, it's Christmas Day. It's the time to celebrate.
It's the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, you have brought in a ton of food gifts that you've been working on. They just look absolutely fabulous. Tell me a little bit about these.
Okay, these gifts I brought in today for you, Jackie, and your family to try at home are a selection of stuff that we make, because everything in the Martello kitchen is made homemade, okay? So we brought in some pesto, we've bacon jam, smoked bacon jam, we brought in some cranberry, orange and ginger chutney. So all these appear in our menus, and we have a food fair on today up in one of the local schools and we have done a selection of gifts. We've honeycomb, chocolate honeycomb, and we've done spice nuts, which I've made in the studio this morning. So just a little recipe, a little tip. The spice nuts are a great sort of way to get the smells and the atmosphere going in your house. So a little tip on Christmas Day, before your guests are due to arrive, do your spice nuts, and then get the pan and make sure everyone's nice and safely tucked away, and just walk around your house with your pan. Walk into your sitting room, walk into your dining room, walk into your kitchen.
That's what you've done in here for me.
Exactly, yeah. And get all the smell. So what we've done is we've got a selection of nuts, and it's very simple. Turn your oven on to 180 degrees, gas mark 4, 350 Fahrenheit. And what you want to do is roast a little tray of nuts for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so warm your nuts up. So I've got today walnuts, peanuts, we've cashew nuts.
Oh, they look
Brazil
gorgeous.
Nuts, whatever's in your store cupboard that you have to buy.
Yep.
And then in a little pan, we've got a little, say, tablespoon of butter, and then spike it with cayenne pepper, and nutmeg, okay. cinnamon, okay?
Yeah.
And some brown sugar. The key is brown sugar. And then just toss it up. After 10 minutes, take your warm nuts out and your warm mixture in your pan. Combine the two of them together. A little toss in the pan. A little bit of sea salt. And here's a little trick.
Mm.
A little bit of rosemary. And once the rosemary hits the warm ingredients, it's like, hey, presto. It's like the rosemary comes alive and starts dancing in the pan. And it releases all its smells. And then you walk around the house and you just leave all the scent of your of
who
your
needs
Christmas
candles?
Spice. Exactly. And then in little pots, and as your guests arrive and they're having their little mulled wine and you're introducing them to your spread and your table and all your ingredients and what's going to happen for the day, they can have these little warm nuts. But this is all stuff to be made in the kitchen. We've got a great vibe going on the Martello. We just launched the ski resort down the Martello.
The
so it's a ski lodge. Yeah, so they've a ski lodge built in the Martello now for you to come down. A log fire. Okay, we've got a log fire. And
I
it's
love
just
it.
Amazing.
They've People are going to be so confused.
So
they're not going to know they're in Ireland
Absolutely.
Anymore.
They've been working so hard down the last couple of days, and they've built this amazing ski lodge, and
I'm gonna have to come down and see.
We were
down there a couple I think it was last weekend with hot chocolates. We were having hot chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
But this stuff wasn't up yet.
It only happened on Thursday, but it's finished. It's up on Facebook as well, so check out the Facebook page. But I'm also on TV3 tomorrow, and I'm making a couple of these edibles. So what I'm doing tomorrow is edible gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's a great opportunity for me to go on the telly, obviously, to make these. But it's a great way to get the kids involved, family involved. And, you know, it's like, what do you buy the same person every year?
Oh, I know. It can be so hard this time of year.
So I think if you're making a gift, it's such a nice touch.
It's personal.
And easy peasy gifts. So tune in tomorrow. You'll see me making a couple of them. But like, it's all to do with, it's just basically using your imagination and making it as simple as you can.
There you go.
Yeah.
And personal. Charla, thanks so much for coming in. Keeping it simple and personal. I love it.
Thanks very much.
It's great to see you. And if I don't see you before Christmas, have a great one.
Yeah, and same to yourself. Yeah, you had Thanksgiving the other day.
We had Thanksgiving,
There you go.
What a feast. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice warm up for Christmas.
Yeah, so that was you've done your duty now for Christmas.
There you go.
everyone's happy.
That's it. Everyone had a happy tummy when they're expecting
the same
at Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Take
Pleasure.
Care.
Thank
We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.